Francis Witt, Greece, not picking up the lingo. Dear Mr. Burgoyne, I guess you wonder what has become of me after this long silence. But, you will see, I'm a good distance away from the homeland now. I arrived early in April, and since the start have been getting on quite well. You may be interested to know that Gray from your department is also here. It's rather strange that I should rub against him. The weather's brilliant. Cloudless skies day after day, but it is very hot. There are plenty of mosquitoes about too. They are very tantalizing. A net is practically a necessity for sleeping purposes. I'm billeted in a warehouse. It's a very old place. Has stood for hundreds of years, I should think, according to its general appearance. I've not picked up the lingo yet. But French is chiefly spoken. And I much regret not having studied it more when I had the opportunity at home. The town is a queer sort of place, as compared with some of the French towns we know. And I'm sure I should not wish to see it again when I hence leave. The cafes are not so gay as the French, but I manage to have fun occasionally. We have got a piano and a gramophone to amuse ourselves with. I hope we shall be able to have another trip to Paris when the war is cleared up. But, of course, when is a question nobody can answer yet a while. Shall be very pleased to hear some news of you, and conclude now with all the best. Yours sincerely, Frank.